Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Happy New Year. It is 2025. And this year, we begin with a series on the Unabomber. As always, I'm your host, Larry Leese. Of course, give us that thumbs up, hit that subscribe button, and hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And with that, let's dive into today's episode. Imagine a brilliant young mind destined for greatness, who instead chooses a path of isolation and violence, becoming one of the most infamous domestic terrorists in history. This is the story of Ted Kaczynski, a mathematical genius whose early life seemed full of promise until something changed. Tonight, we'll explore the formative years of Kaczynski's life, from his upbringing and exceptional academic achievements, pivotal moments at Harvard that shaped his psyche. You'll see how the pressures of being a prodigy and the impact of controversial experiments led him down a dark and unexpected path. As we dive deeper into Kaczynski's journey, you'll discover the hidden influences that pushed him from a life of potential to one of deadly intent. The twists and turns in his story reveal how a promising academic future was abandoned for a secluded existence that culminated in a series of terrifying bombings. The full picture of how a genius became a killer is more complex and more chilling than you might think. Stay with us as we uncover the unsettling truth behind the Unabomber's descent into darkness. So, of course, who is Ted Kaczynski? Ted Kaczynski, or Theodore Kaczynski, is a name that became infamous in the 1990s, synonymous with fear, terror, and one of the longest-running manhunts in American history. Born on May 22, 1942, in Chicago, Illinois, Kaczynski was a gifted child who exhibited extraordinary intelligence from an early age. His brilliance in mathematics led him to Harvard University at just 16 years old, where he quickly stood out as a prodigy. But beneath his academic success, there were signs of a troubled mind. Kaczynski's early life seemed promising, filled with potential for groundbreaking contributions to science or mathematics. However, his deep-seated resentment towards what he perceived as the dehumanizing effects of modern technology and industrial society began to grow. This resentment would eventually consume him, leading him to retreat into isolation and plot a series of bombings that targeted universities, airlines, and individuals he believed were promoting technological advancements. He became known as the Unabomber, a name derived from the FBI's codename for his case, which originally stood for University and Airline Bomber. Over the course of nearly two decades, Kaczynski's homemade bombs killed three people and injured 23, instilling fear across the nation. His campaign of terror only ended when his 35,000-word manifesto, Industrial Society and Its Future, was published in major newspapers at his demand, leading to his identification and capture by the FBI. Kaczynski's story is not just one of a criminal mind, but of a man whose intelligence was both his gift and his curse, driving him to wage a deadly war against the very society that had nurtured his talents. Kaczynski's early childhood was in many ways typical for a boy growing up in post-war America, yet there are underlying currents that may have set the stage for his later actions. Born to working-class parents, Wanda and Theodore Kaczynski, Ted was the first of two sons. His family lived in a modest home in the suburbs of Chicago, where Ted's exceptional intelligence became apparent at a very young age. From early on, Ted was different. He was a quiet, introverted child, more comfortable with books than with other children. His parents, particularly his mother, recognized his intellect and nurtured his academic abilities, pushing him to excel. This pressure to achieve may have inadvertently isolated him from his peers, making it difficult for Ted to form social connections. One significant event in his childhood occurred when Ted was just 9 months old. He contracted a severe case of hives and was hospitalized in isolation for several weeks. During this time, he was separated from his family, a traumatic experience that some psychologists believe might have contributed to his lifelong difficulties in forming close relationships and his growing sense of alienation. As he grew older, Ted's academic talents became more evident, and he was often placed in advanced classes, further separating him from children his own age. While his parents had high hopes for their son, the intense focus on his intellectual development may have come at the cost of his emotional and social well-being. This combination of early isolation, the pressure to excel, and a lack of close friendships began to create a deep-seated resentment and detachment from society. These early experiences laid the groundwork for the man Kaczynski would become, a man who, despite his intellectual gifts, struggled with feelings of alienation and ultimately sought to lash out at the society he felt had wronged him. So how did Kaczynski's academic brilliance manifest? His academic brilliance was apparent from a very young age, setting him apart from his peers in ways that were both remarkable and, like we mentioned, isolating. By the time he was in elementary school, Ted had already surpassed most of his classmates in intellectual ability. He was a voracious reader with a particular passion for mathematics, a subject in which he showed extraordinary talents. At just 16 years old, Kaczynski was accepted into Harvard University, a prestigious achievement that underscored his status as a prodigy. Harvard was not only an academic challenge, but also a social one. While most of his peers were adults, Ted was still a teenager, navigating a world where his intellectual prowess far outstripped his social maturity. Despite this, he excelled in his studies, focusing on mathematics, where his abilities continued to shine. Kaczynski graduated from Harvard with a bachelor's degree in mathematics and went on to pursue his graduate studies at the University of Michigan. There, his genius truly began to manifest in the academic world. He specialized in complex analysis, a branch of mathematics dealing with intricate and abstract concepts. His doctoral thesis, titled Boundary Functions, was so advanced that it was said to be understood by only a handful of people in the world at the time. The quality of his work earned him significant recognition and a teaching position at the University of California, Berkeley, at just 25 years old, a remarkable achievement for someone so young. However, Kaczynski's intelligence also set him apart in ways that were not always positive. His brilliance, coupled with his introverted nature, often led him feeling isolated and misunderstood. He struggled to connect with others, and the very intellect that should have opened doors for him instead deepened his sense of alienation. This isolation would later play a significant role in his withdrawal from society and its radicalization. Kaczynski's achievements as a mathematical prodigy were impressive, but they came at a cost. His early success in academia only seemed to amplify his feelings of disconnection from the world around him, planting the seeds for the dark path he would eventually take. Harvard University played a pivotal role in shaping Ted Kaczynski's psyche, influencing his mental state, worldviews, and ways that would have profound consequences later in his life. Accepted into Harvard at the age of 16, Kaczynski entered a world where he was academically gifted, but socially out of place. Surrounded by older, more mature students, he found himself increasingly isolated. The pressures of being a young prodigy in such a competitive environment only heightened his sense of alienation. One of the most significant and controversial aspects of Kaczynski's time at Harvard was his involvement in a series of psychological experiments conducted by Professor Henry A. Murray. Hey everyone, welcome back. Hopefully you had a good Christmas. Today I want to seriously talk about online security, an issue that affects every single one of us. You ever feel like there's someone looking over your shoulder every time you're browsing, streaming, or just checking your email? It's more common than you think. And that's exactly why I'm excited to tell you about NordVPN. With NordVPN, you can say goodbye to those sketchy pop-ups and shady trackers following your every move. Instead, imagine having a digital fortress around your data. Banking transactions, passwords, and even private chats remain, well, private. NordVPN uses next-level encryption, which basically means your data is locked away behind a secure wall. So if nosy neighbors, big tech companies, or even your internet service provider tries to peek, they'll hit a dead end. And here's the really cool part. With one click, you can instantly change your virtual location.
Travel virtually to another country. Skip it. Those annoying geo restrictions and stream that exclusive show from Europe, Asia, or anywhere else. In other words, if you've been itching to watch a series that's not available in your region, NordVPN just opened the door for you. Now let's talk about the deal. It's a big one. Right now, you can grab 72% off your NordVPN subscription. Yes, 72% off. As if that wasn't sweet enough, they're also throwing in an additional 3 free months. That means you're scoring total online protection for a fraction of the normal cost, with 3 extra months totally on the house. This is the kind of offer that doesn't come around often. Setting up NordVPN is ridiculously easy. Download the app on your phone, laptop, even your TV. Log in and boom, your internet traffic is automatically encrypted. No more complicated settings to fiddle with. Just press connect, pick a server, and you're good to go. It's that simple. Protect your data, hide your IP, and keep hackers at bay. All while enjoying lightning-fast speeds for streaming, gaming, or just scrolling through social media. So why wait? Click the link and head over to NordVPN right now to snag that sweet 72% off deal plus those 3 free months. Your future self will thank you when you realize just how easy and stress-free secure browsing can be. And that's all for today. Stay safe online with NordVPN. And now on to the rest of today's episode.
These experiments, which Kaczynski participated in from 1959 to 1962, were designed to study the effect of stress on the human psyche. However, they were far more intense and evasive than Kaczynski initially realized. The experiments involved subjecting participants, including Kaczynski, to prolonged and brutal psychological stress. During these sessions, Kaczynski was asked to write essays revealing his deepest beliefs and then were subjected to severe verbal abuse and personal attacks, designed to break down his self-esteem and challenge his core identity. The experience was harrowing, and for a young, impressionable Kaczynski, it was particularly damaging. While the full impact of these experiments on Kaczynski's psyche is still debated, there is little doubt that they contributed to his growing mistrust of authority and his belief in the dehumanizing effects of modern society. The feelings of humiliation and anger that these experiments engendered may have fueled his later rejection of society and his embrace of radical anti-technology views. At Harvard, Kaczynski's intellectual abilities were pushed to new heights, but the psychological toll of his experiences cannot be understated. The combination of intense academic pressure, social isolation, and the trauma of the psychological experiments helped shape a worldview that saw society not as a place of opportunity, but as a cold, oppressive force that needed to be resisted, even through violence. These experiences at Harvard were a key turning point in Kaczynski's life, setting him on the path that would eventually lead to his transformation into the Unabomber. So what really caused Kaczynski to withdraw from society? Kaczynski's withdrawal from society was a gradual process marked by increasing signs of isolation and a growing disillusionment with the modern world. Despite his academic brilliance and early success, there were clear indications that Kaczynski was struggling with deeper, more troubling issues that eventually led him to retreat entirely from society. During his time as a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, Kaczynski's behavior began to shift. Although he was respected for his intellectual prowess, he struggled with the demands of academic life and the expectations placed upon him. His interactions with colleagues and students were often strained, as he found it difficult to connect with others on a personal level. This social disconnect became more pronounced over time, and it was clear that his academic success was not bringing him the fulfillment or sense of purpose he sought. In 1969, after only 2 years of teaching, Kaczynski abruptly resigned from his position at Berkeley. The decision marked the beginning of his withdrawal from society. He returned to his parents' home in Illinois briefly before moving to a remote cabin in the wilderness of Montana. This move was a decisive break from the world of academia and the start of his life as a recluse. Several factors likely triggered this drastic change. Kaczynski's growing dissatisfaction with the direction of modern society, particularly the rapid advancements in technology, played a significant role. He increasingly viewed technological progress as a destructive force that was stripping humanity of its freedom and autonomy. His rejection of society was also fueled by a deepening sense of alienation and a desire to live a life of complete self-sufficiency, free from the influences of a world he had come to despise. In the isolation of his Montana cabin, Kaczynski's thoughts turned darker.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close.
Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
His social withdrawal intensified. He became consumed by his anti-technology beliefs. The signs of this shift were evident in his writings, which grew increasingly radical and violent in tone. What began as a philosophical opposition to industrial society evolved into a campaign of terror, as Kaczynski decided that the only way to combat the forces he believed were destroying humanity through violence. Kaczynski's withdrawal from society was not just a retreat from the world, but a deliberate step toward the path that would lead him to become the Unabomber. His disconnection from others, his growing resentment of modern life, and his inability to reconcile his intellectual ideals with the realities of the world around him all contributed to his decision to leave society behind and pursue a path of violent resistance. Kaczynski's transformation from a promising mathematical genius to a notorious criminal known as the Unabomber is a story of profound psychological and ideological shifts. The tale of how a brilliant mind, burdened by isolation and radical beliefs, turned against the very society that had once celebrated his intellect. Kaczynski's early life was marked by exceptional academic achievements. As a young prodigy, he seemed destined for greatness, especially in the field of mathematics. However, the seeds of his transformation were sown during his years at Harvard. He was exposed to intense psychological stress through controversial experiments, and these experiences, combined with his already introverted and isolated nature, began to fracture his connection with society. In the solitude of his cabin, Kaczynski's thoughts became more radicalized. He fixated on the idea that technological advancements in industrial society were fundamentally destroying human freedom and the natural environment. His writings from this period revealed a deepening conviction that drastic action was necessary to halt what he saw as the relentless march of technological oppression. The key moment that solidified Kaczynski's transformation into the Unabomber was his decision to move from theory to action. Convinced that mere words and arguments were insufficient to stop the forces he opposed, he began constructing homemade bombs with the intent of striking at those he believed were responsible for advancing technology. His first bombing in 1978 targeted a professor at Northwestern University, marking the beginning of a nearly two-decade-long campaign of terror. Kaczynski's criminal actions were driven by a combination of his intellectual convictions and his deep-seated anger at the society he had come to despise. The transformation was not sudden, but the result of years of growing resentment, ideological radicalization, and social isolation. The brilliant mathematician who once had a promising academic future became the Unabomber, a man whose name is now synonymous with domestic terrorism. The shift from academic brilliance to violent extremism highlights the complex interplay of intellect, ideology, and personal experience, showing how even the brightest minds can take a dark and destructive path when pushed to the edges of society. Kaczynski's descent into violence were shaped by a complex interplay of psychological factors, mental health issues, and radical ideological shifts. Understanding these elements is crucial to grasping how a brilliant mathematician could transform into a domestic terrorist who waged a campaign of terror against society. Kaczynski exhibited signs of social isolation and emotional detachment from an early age. He struggled to form meaningful relationships, which led to a profound sense of alienation. This isolation only deepened over time, particularly during his years at Harvard and later as he withdrew from society to live in a remote cabin in Montana. The lack of social connections may have exacerbated his feelings of loneliness and resentment, laying the groundwork for his later radicalization. Psychological assessments conducted after his arrest suggested that Kaczynski suffered from paranoid schizophrenia, a condition characterized by delusions, extreme distrust of others, and a distorted perception of reality. This mental health issue likely played a significant role in shaping his belief that technological society was a malevolent force that needed to be destroyed. His paranoia fueled his conviction that he was engaged in a righteous battle against an oppressive system, justifying the use of violence as a necessary means to achieve his goals. Kaczynski's involvement in the psychological experiments at Harvard conducted by Professor Murray also contributed to his mental instability. Like we mentioned, these experiments were designed to study the effects of stress and humiliation, but for Kaczynski, they were deeply traumatic. Ideologically, Kaczynski underwent a significant shift from being a disillusioned academic to a radicalized anti-technologist. His writings, particularly his manifesto, reveal a deepening conviction that technological progress was destroying human freedom and the environment. This ideological shift was not merely theoretical. It became an obsession, driving him to take increasingly extreme measures to combat the forces he believed were enslaving humanity. So with all this going on, our next question is, how did Kaczynski's family react to this transformation? Kaczynski's transformation from a brilliant academic to the notorious Unabomber was a gradual and deeply troubling process, one that his family struggled to understand and cope with. For years, his family saw glimpses of Ted's growing isolation and discontent, but the extent of his radicalization and the horrifying nature of his crimes remained hidden until the very end. Ted's parents were proud of their son's intellectual achievements, but also concerned about his increasingly withdrawal from society. As Ted distanced himself from his family, moving to a remote cabin in Montana, his parents and younger brother David worried about his well-being, but had little understanding of the darkness that was consuming him. They saw his retreat from the world as unusual, but not necessarily alarming, attributing it to his desire for solitude and a simpler life. David Kaczynski, Ted's younger brother, was particularly close to Ted during their youth, but as Ted's behavior grew more erratic and withdrawn, the bond between them weakened. David noticed Ted's growing obsession with anti-technology ideas and his disdain for modern society, but like the rest of the family, he did not suspect that these beliefs would lead to violence. Ted's letters to his family became increasingly bitter and critical, filled with anger towards society. Yet there is no clear indication of the violent path he was on. The eventual revelation of Ted's crimes came as a devastating shock to his family. When the Unabomber's manifesto was published in 1995, David Kaczynski noticed striking similarities between the manifesto's language and ideas in the letters he had received from Ted over the years. Despite the horror of his realization, David made the agonizing decision to contact the FBI, fearing that his brother might indeed be the Unabomber. The decision tore the family apart emotionally. David was racked with guilt and anguish, torn between his love for his brother and his moral obligation to prevent further violence. The Kaczynski family was thrust in the national spotlight, struggling to reconcile the image of Ted as a beloved son and brother with the reality of his actions as a domestic terrorist. Wanda, Ted's mother, was heartbroken, grappling with the painful truth that her son had caused so much suffering. In the years following Ted's arrest, family tried to come to terms with the impact of his crimes. David became an advocate against the death penalty, driven by his experience, turning in his brother and the complex emotions that followed. Family's reaction to Ted's transformation was a mix of shock, sorrow, and a profound sense of loss. Not just for the brother and son they once knew, but for the lives destroyed by his actions. Ultimately, the Kaczynski family's experience is a tragic example of how even the closest to someone can be blindsided by their transformation into a figure capable of such profound violence. The emotional toll on the family was immense, as they were forced to confront the painful reality that Ted's intellectual brilliance had given way to a destructive and terrifying darkness. Ted Kaczynski's involvement in psychological experiments during his time at Harvard University is one of the most controversial and significant aspects of his early life. These experiments were ostensibly designed to study the effects of stress on the human psyche, but they became something much darker for Kaczynski, a young, impressionable student who was already socially isolated and emotionally vulnerable. Like we mentioned, the experiments that Kaczynski participated in was from 1959 to 1962. It involved intense psychological stress and was often described as a psychological torture. Participants were asked to write essays about their personal beliefs, values, and aspirations, which were then used against them in highly confrontational and degrading sessions. During these sessions, Kaczynski was subject to relentless verbal abuse and personal attacks designed to humiliate and destabilize him. The purpose was to break down the participants' self-esteem and study their reactions under extreme stress. Ted Kaczynski's decision to abandon a successful academic career and retreat into a life of isolation in the wilderness is a striking and pivotal moment in his transformation from a promising mathematician to the notorious Unabomber. Understanding why he made this choice requires diving into the growing disillusionment with modern society, his escalating sense of alienation, and the ideological convictions that gradually took hold of his mind. Despite his brilliance, Kaczynski never felt at home in the academic world. Although he achieved remarkable success, earning a PhD in mathematics, he found little satisfaction in his accomplishments. The pressures and social expectations of academia clashed with his increasingly misanthropic worldview. Kaczynski viewed the academic environment as a microcosm of the larger society, one that was deeply flawed, dominated by bureaucracy and driven by technological advancements that he believed were eroding human freedom and individuality. Over time, his discomfort with his surroundings grew into a profound rejection of the modern world. He became convinced that the rapid progress of technology and industrialization leading humanity down a dangerous and destructive path. This belief was not merely academic. It became deeply personal, consuming his thoughts and pushing him further into isolation. Kaczynski's social interactions dwindled, and he began to see the world as increasingly hostile. In 1969, at the age of 27, Kaczynski made the drastic decision to resign from his position at Berkeley, leaving behind the world of academia, and like we said, returning to his parents' home in Illinois before purchasing a plot of land in the isolated wilderness of Montana. There, he built a small, primitive cabin with no electricity or running water, intending to live a life of self-sufficiency, removing himself from society, which he had come to despise. Kaczynski's retreat into the wilderness was driven by his desire to escape what he saw as the oppressive influence of technological society. He sought to live according to his own principles, free from the forces he believed were corrupting the human spirit. However, the isolation also provided fertile ground for his thoughts to become increasingly radicalized. Cut off from the rest of the world, Kaczynski's anger and resentment festered. His rejection of society evolved into a belief that the violence was the only way to combat the technological system he saw as enslaving humanity. This ideological shift marked the beginning of Kaczynski's campaign of terror. From his secluded cabin, he began constructing homemade bombs, targeting individuals and institutions he deemed responsible for promoting and advancing technological progress. His isolated life, once a refuge from the world, became the launching pad for a series of violent acts that would terrorize the nation for nearly two decades. And Kaczynski's journey from a brilliant academic to the Unabomber is a chilling reminder of how isolation, disillusionment, and radical beliefs can converge to create a force of destruction. His rejection of a promising career in mathematics in favor of a life of seclusion in the wilderness was a pivotal moment, marking the beginning of a descent into extremism. Kaczynski's story is a complex and tragic one, revealing the dark potential that lies within even the most brilliant minds they turn against the very society that once nurtured them. But this is just the beginning of our exploration into the mind and motives of the Unabomber. In our next episode, The Hermit in the Woods, Life in the Cabin, we dive deeper into Kaczynski's decision to retreat to the remote forests of Montana. We'll explore how this move from academic life to complete isolation fueled his growing hatred of technology and industrial society, leading to the construction of his infamous cabin, a place that would become both his sanctuary and the birthplace of his deadly ideology. Join us as we uncover the details of his self-sufficient lifestyle, the development of his anti-technology beliefs, the early writings that he would eventually form that foundation of his terrifying manifesto. The story of Ted Kaczynski is far from over, and the next episode reveals how his time in the wilderness transformed him into the figure that would haunt the nation for years to come. So don't miss it. Let me know your thoughts on the Unabomber in the comments section below. If there's something we should have included, something we missed, something we got wrong, let me know. Of course, give us a thumbs up if you like the video. Hit that subscribe button down below, you know, the subscribe right down there. And as always, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, you can find us on all major podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Good Pods, anywhere you get your podcast from, check us out there. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time. Take care and Happy New Year.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.